you want to do the CDBG public hearing scheduled for 7, or?
Yeah, being it was advertised at 7, we should do that first.
Okay, this is the posted time for a hearing regarding community development block grants. We'll start the hearing with a brief presentation by Mr. Lekates and whomever he asks to assist him. And after that's been completed, we will inquire as to whether there's any member of the public here who would like to be heard. And if so, you'll be given an opportunity to speak.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to introduce Mr. Brad Whaley, Assistant Director. He will be going over some things with you. But at first, I need to go over the criteria that's required by HUD and Delaware State Housing Authority. The program guidelines are basically the same. They've been the last couple years. The only change, and not so much CDBG, was the home program that we are allowed to replace mobile homes on land owned if there was a mobile home already there. The CDBG program is funded by HUD to the Delaware State Housing Authority. The county submits applications on behalf of all the county also, Sussex County towns and the county. There's approximately $2 million available this grant year, which will run from July 1 of 08 to June 09, the funding period. The grant has to be turned in by the end of January, and it's another reason for the public hearing to get the comments and from the public and what they would wish. Now, this is our 11th public hearing, 10 of them in communities that ask us to, from the letter Mr. Baker sent out, to file applications on their behalf. It was sent to every community or town, city, in Sussex County. We received 10 back, and then we'll also be doing the county. Historically, 70% goes for housing rehabilitation. Demolition is eligible. Infrastructure projects are still eligible, although they haven't really funded any in the last 3 years. There is a 50% match, which county council, you gentlemen, fund our department so that we can do the whole county and save the cost administration for towns, and also put more money back into the program, which is needed. The income guidelines what HUD classifies, and they come out yearly, to be eligible for homeowner occupied housing is from $130,850, $235,250, $339,650, and all the way down to $858,200. I would like to say this is on our website now, the guidelines, so if I'm going too fast or somebody in the audience misses it, they can pick it up there. And our phone number is 855-7777 if they wish to ask the question that maybe they don't get to tonight. They must be a property owner. Resident must be in their own name, other criteria. Cannot have over $15,000 in the bank savings. Must be unable to make necessary improvements themselves. An average grant's about $15,000. Taxes must be current, and now with a new clean hands before we can even get a building permit for the, so that does add a little bit now where we have to send letters way in advance that's been on our waiting list for some time to let them know that we kind of do pre-screen and check everything before we run out and let them know that if they owe taxes, they have to be up. Home must be assured or assurable, and homeowner must sign a 9-interest-bearing lien for 62 and older. It's 5 years, and 62 and younger, it's 10 years, and it will go to a zero balance at the end of that time. The yellow sheet, gentlemen, and that is in front of you, are the projects that's been asked by the towns. And it's Blades has asked for storm drainage again. Everybody's familiar with the 100-year storm that flooded everything in the west side, Seaford Blades. They want $123,000. They are putting up a local match of $196,220, which is required for infrastructure projects. They also are interested in 5 rehabs. Bridgeville, 10 rehabs at $180,000. Georgetown, 5 rehabs at $120,000. Greenwood at 8 rehabs at $150,000. Laurel, 10 at $180,000. Milford, 10 at $180,000. Milton, 10 at $180,000. Ocean View hookups. We've got about 100 names that are possible. They've asked us to do the water hookups that should be coming on system in the next couple months. We have a little money that was put in this year, and under the new grant, we hope to finish them up. Seaford, 10 rehabs, they're new. Seaford came back into the program this year. We kept telling them that their waiting list was getting up there, about 25 or 30, and they agreed to come this year. Selbyville, 10 rehabs. Scattered sites, 20 rehabs. Scattered site hookups, 25 hookups, $55,000. Coverdale, 10 for $150,000. Royal Lincoln, 90. Royal Millsburg, Dagsburg, 5 for 90. Royal Selbyville, Polly Branch, 170. There are some others that may come under the county, but they're not eligible. Some of the communities, West Rehoboth, being one that because of the, they're down to less than 5, so we would have to pick them up under the county application or funding. For the salary, CDBG, the state, we will be applying for $153,000. For a total estimate, we're going in for $2.713. The county providing the match, as they have in the past, would be about $488,365. But you guys wish that.
Yeah. Dave writes a check right now.
So yeah. And all these projects, as you see, $2 million. Can it be applying for approximately $2 million? There is an outside review panel that reviews each and every one of them from the state. They literally go around and check the targeted areas. They pick out the ones that they feel needs the most. It benefits the most low to moderate income individuals. And then they make recommendation. And as you're aware, we get told about June which ones are approved. And we've been very fortunate in the last few years that we've got the good portion of the pie, which I contribute to my staff and the council backing. Now I'm going to turn it over to Brad, and he's going to go through some of the status of what we've done just in the last 5 years and some of the program criteria, things that we have to do on a normal basis.
Well, thank you very much. In 2007, the Sussex County Community Development Office received $1,318,000 to complete housing rehabilitations, a few demos, and sewer and water hookups throughout the county. To date, we have used about 55% of that funding, with another 20% that's under contract or otherwise allocated. We anticipate helping 117 households this year. We've used the funding that the county council had given us, which has been extremely useful in helping us with some emergency situations, ramps, heaters, that sort of thing that come up. Over the last 5 years, we have received $7,917,000 to do this type of work throughout the county. We have assisted, well, it will be 830 homes. And as Mr. LeCate said, every year we start in September with a grant. I wouldn't read it all, but it ends up about 650 pages. So there is a lot of detail and a lot of work that does go into it. One thing we did want to make the council aware of is that we are incurring some additional expenses trying to meet the new the HUD lead-based paint regulations. They've really tightened that up. we have to check every house that was built before 1978 and have a lead test done. If it does have lead, we're required to make sure the contractor's certified to do that work. And then we have to do a clearance at the end, which is kind of adding another layer of expense, which can be $3,000 to $4,000 per house to make it to qualify. So we did just want to make the county aware of that. When we're done with the average housing rehabilitation, the file contains about 90 pages of documentation that HUD requires. So there's a lot of paperwork, and I think HUD checks just about every page sometimes. So just in closing, we'd like to thank you for your assistance you've given us, and tell you how many households and people you've helped throughout the years. We just like to thank you.
My last comment before we ask the public is I don't want to forget a valuable tool, and he didn't want me to. Dale McDowell is our senior planner and handles the contractual part of sitting in the audience. But and that, Jim, if at this time, if there's questions and comments from the public.
Have you completed your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard regarding the proposal by which the county intends to apply for federal grants from HUD under the CDBG grant program?
Dale, you want to come up and talk in favor? Oh, no.
Is there anyone here at all who has an interest in this program, one way or the other, that would like to speak? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff, Mr. Lacates, do you have a resolution? Do you need the council to approve a resolution, or?
I'll put the rubber and put the stamp on it.
We actually have two resolutions for the CDBG.
Agreement one and two.
And the first one, after the public hearing and meeting the criteria for public participation, endorse the projects to be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority for funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and authorizing David B. Baker, County Administrator, to submit applications. Scattered Site 392. Scatter site hookups, $55,000. Dagsburg, Millsburg, Coverdale Crossroads, $150,000. Royal Lincoln, Nani, Royal Millsburg, Dagsburg, Nani, Royal Selvaville, Polly Branch, $170,000. And Administration, $153,000. Laurel, $180,000. Milford, $180,000. Housing Rehabilitation, Mountain, $180,000. Housing Rehabilitation, Ocean View, $60,000. Water hookups. Application number 10, Seifert, $180,000, housing rehabilitation. Application number 11, Selville, $180,000, housing rehabilitation. Be it further review resolved by the Sussex County Council that David Baker, County Administrator, is authorized to submit the above mentioned projects to the State of Delaware Division of Housing for funding.
Motion, Devin?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we approve the resolution as read by Mr. Gates. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Resolution, the second resolution is a fair housing resolution. It's mandated we pass every year, and it just states, whereas the Sussex County Council recognizes the importance of fair housing for the citizens of Sussex County, and whereas the Sussex County Council supports the goals of the federal fair housing law, now, therefore, be it resolved that Sussex County Council heartily encourage all parties involved in the renting, selling, or financing of housing in Sussex County to ensure that no person shall, on the grounds of race, color, national origin, or sex, be discriminated against or denied a fair and equal opportunity for housing. Be it further resolved that Sussex County Council, when acting as administrator of a community development block grant, is hereby authorized to take such actions deemed necessary to affirmably further fair housing in connection with applying for the community development block grant.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded that we approve the resolution as read by Bill. Mr. Gates? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
I would just like to thank Mr. Lucates and his staff for all the work they do and have done. I mean, they've rehabbed over 830 homes over the last 5 years, and I know they do an excellent job, and they wisely use the money that is available to them.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bill.
And I know you spend a lot of meetings between you and the staff out beating the trail to every town, so we do appreciate it. Thank you.
I think getting the towns together, to come together under one contract, is a show that the county is working and wanting to work with the municipalities, and it helps them a whole lot because they're unable to, they don't have the staff to do what you do, and you do such an excellent job, and you've done every year, and I know where the council appreciates it very much. You and your staff, I know that. Can't forget Brad.
It is a lot contributed to the staff. We're a good team, and they're excellent what they do and very good experience. And if we could just get some of the regulations to slow down, we could do a whole lot of things cheaper and get them done faster, but that's the nature of the beast, I guess.
You're not old enough to retire, are you?
No, not quite. I'd like to make it 3 years. I promised Brandy and Brad. Or to at least we get a first MPHU house built, which is what we're on the agenda for. Gentlemen, if I may, we're here just to give a brief update of the MPHU. But first, I want to introduce officially Ms. Brandy Bennett, the housing coordinator. She's been doing an excellent job. As I said, my staff, I'm very fortunate that they all are very thorough and do an excellent job on anything that the county needs done. The position actually is not a new position title, but it only replaces a person that retired. So we utilize it per Dave. And Susie, finance director, that at the end of the day, it would be better to have somebody in-house than when we were going through the process talking about maybe going outreach and having somebody else run the whole program. It keeps it in-house, and Brandy is certainly qualified to learn it. She has already, and at the same time, and I don't know if you read, I said she's the poster person for the MPHU program, a young college graduate, local from Milton, and wants to come back, live, and stay in Sussex County, and she also demographically is probably one of the typical Sussex County, being that she grew up on a farm near the beaches, and you can't get much more Sussex County than that.
Can't get much more.
Yeah. We are very pleased with our MPHU program, although we'd like to be further ahead. We still feel it's a very successful program. Considering this program is not subsidized by the federal, state, or local, it's totally dependent on the developer-homeowner process. It's still the only program in the state that has been approved. Units that are in inventory or will be, and except Newcastle County may be approving one similar soon, I'm told in the next couple of months. They have shared our ordinance. They have also called several times and wanted to know our goals and particulars about the program. I also take that as a compliment that we've done something first and the other counties are interested. We've had several calls. We have reached several milestones as far as I'm concerned, and some of this repetitive, but real quickly, of course, when we got the ordinance passed, we were the first and very successful after a long process. And it's all due to county council supporting this program. Of course, in April 2006, we received the first three RFPs. And then per council's request, we were told to work on it during a pilot program and come back with some recommendations, which in December 2007, we did that, and they were approved. So they're additions now. The projects are all that we started with are all still planned. And I know that you know, I get asked all the time, and, you know, why don't we have any? You know, as I said, it's not funded by us. We're relying on the developer. And the one thing I've learned, and I keep sharing with Brandy, is when the development's passed by zoning, they're still a long way off. And I don't think the average citizen knows that, or, I mean, first being told is North Mountain Development Corporation, July 18th, 2007, Elizabethtown. I guess if you take that, you know, development takes 2 to 3 years, really they just got first approval July, so it's not even been a year yet.
Right.
A lot of people, a lot want to go back to the day the ordinance was approved and say, okay, you've been 2 years and nothing's been, you know. And that's fine, too. And yet they're going back to zoning this week for plans review of one of their phases. So we're still holding. But they've assured me that they're going to continue. They all are willing to stay with it. Second project in communicating with Tegan Stout Development this week with Bell Point. They have had several delays because they're again nothing to do with us, the typical development, the land and cost working out. They feel they're real close now to bring their project to zoning in the next few months, and I hope that works out because that's a very good project. Third project, Seacoast Almhouse, who was initially approved, turned down because it didn't meet level 4. Or was in some parts of level 4. They are currently meet the future, the guidelines now of the ordinance, which was approved. They are in Georgetown's future annexation area, and they would like to come in the next RFP, which I would like to lead to. The working group has recommended the recommendation to keep up with the timelines, and one of the timelines and was to start to go out RFP after 2 years, as our anniversary would be a couple days from now. I think the first ordinance was passed. We have new applicants interest, and we also talked about maybe accepting some of the applicants in the system. We have been approached by some of them wanting to know that the development's there, they don't need expedited review, they don't need bonus density. They're willing to give units to the program to see it work. There's more talk needed to be done on that, and the contract documents are pretty well completed, at least on, you know, the legal part for the developer. So we're ready to get those finalized when they are ready to complete their zoning aspect. There are some recommendations. The working group's still going. Dave has been and Hal has been thoroughly involved. We do have the two state reps, Brandy, myself, and the Delaware Housing Coalition, and NCAL has been several things. Right now, we're just working on the developer side, but we will be prepared for the homeowner side, and that'd be a matter of time. But of course, we've got to get the first development and houses built. Brandy will give you a review of the things he's done already, which is extremely good and beneficial, and some of them are brochures that's in your packet.
Hi, good evening. We just to start off with, we did pass out some brochures for your reference. They sort of outlined the moderately priced housing program, and also one for the community development block grant, which is just essentially for an overview, very generally, of the programs, mostly to spark interest. They're also useful for the different events that we go to, and hopefully some mailings in the future, just some home buyer outreach. In addition to that, with the help of the county's information systems department, as well as our staff, we've sort of recreated the community development website, which is now very user-friendly. It's broken down into both programs. It's very explanatory, and we'll hopefully eventually have all the access to the different forms that applicants will need for both programs. They also have resource links for people with the different agencies and nonprofits in the county. The contacts are easily accessible, We're also going to have a news and events section, which will allow applicants to check orientation schedules, that sort of thing. Additionally, right now, over the past couple months, we've sort of been finalizing all the legal documents, and as well as preparing the letters and databases that will be essential as soon as the application process for the home buyers gets underway. As an example, we have a meeting next week with the Housing Authority's Finance Department about how to incorporate their bond program, which is the first-time home buyer program, as well as closing and settlement cost programs into our program. And then from there, we'll go to the different lenders throughout the county to develop relationships with them to make sure everything's set for the next RFP and the next round of applications. Anything else?
Yeah, and Dave could probably vouch for this. On our housing element side for the comp plan, when we got the response, I told Dave we would handle it. And Brandy worked diligently on it and had it back for Dave for Monday to take up there. She did a great job. Staff did a great job. And that's an update. I guess the ready for questions or comments. The big one is we'd like to go out for RFPs in January. I hope to have them back February. The rationale is being that we see small projects now that could be ready to go in a year or so versus the two or three big ones we had right off the bat. It is our goal to stay ahead of it. As Mr. Dukes asked me, I'd like to see at least 1,000 units in inventory and maybe 50 or 100 built for the next 3 years. And then
I agree. Certainly think the small project would certainly be the way,
definitely,
you know, to mm-hmm. move forward with. But
I'm sorry. Additionally, we passed out another copy of our draft request for proposal document. It has some minor modifications, primarily to the scoring page. It's just a little bit more reasonable to the process, I think. So if you want to observe that.
This will be the RFP that the existing developers, developments that might be interested in the program, would use this also.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
They would go through the same
right.
process
right.
as
mm-hmm.
As a new
right.
development.
Yeah.
It's basically the changes are more on the scoring line because the scoring was kind of all over the place with the bonus number of units. And so we kind of condensed it that the things we really need for the ordinance and then the bonus on things that they were really doing to show us that they'd be ready and ready to go. That's it, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Any questions, gentlemen?
Good work out.
I think we should keep moving.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Yeah.